Yesterday, you were introduced as head coach and general manager for Calvary FC, who will be our first CPL team and the first pro team in this city in quite some time. And I know the people have been looking forward to this. You've been a big part of this for a while. Take us through what yesterday was like for you, as I'm sure it was a pretty proud moment for you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, it's a lot of work by a lot of great people behind the scenes to get it to this point. I mean, the Spruce Meadows Sports and Entertainment Group has backed this. And I said yesterday in my speech, you know, the true test of a team is the team behind the team. And they've shown the real horsepower by the venue that they've provided, the people behind it. My role is to bring forward the soccer component and all the on-field product. And it's brilliant because no longer do we have to send our kids away out of the city to pursue a dream of playing professional. They can pursue it in their own backyard, in front of their friends and family, and in their hometown. I think that's a powerful driver for any young aspiring player or coach to be a part of.
Now, you mentioned it was a lot of hard work by a lot of people to get this done. How long were you in contact with Spruce Meadows, and how did this all come together for you to be named head coach and GM yesterday?
Yeah, I think it's, I'd say even when I joined Foothills 10 years ago, I've been here 16 years, as you know, came here to play, and with the old Calgary Storm days and one of the last pro teams here. And when that team folded, fell in love with the place and the people and wanted to stick around and help put this place on the map. And, you know, through our work with Foothills, we've been trying to build a pyramid, a pathway and a system. And, you know, to the point now where we've had a PDL to bridge that gap between the 17 to 23s. And, you know, we started to gain some traction and interest. And through developing our own field house as well, it showed that we were legitimate behind this and could help be a part of bringing the pro game back to Calgary. So I was at a show probably about 2 years ago, I think, at Spruce Meadows, walking along, and was fortunate enough to meet Linda and a friend of mine, Lorenzo Chico, that was with TELUS, had introduced me to her. And we talked about how good the grass was, and I said, "You know, anyone ever played soccer on this?" And, you know, that then caught fire, and we went down the path when the CPL was presented to us as an interest, and, you know, Spruce Meadows got right behind it, and here we are today.
You know, we'll talk about Spruce Meadows in just a second, Tommy, because I think it's going to be an awesome venue, and I'd be curious to get your take on it. But first, before we get there, for those listening that maybe don't know, and I know that you've been with Rob and certainly with Ryan before talking about it, but maybe for those who have missed it and didn't hear the news yesterday, explain what the CPL is and what type of players will be playing in this league.
Well, it's a Canadian Premier League. It's you know, one of the things in their mandate is it's by Canadians for Canadians. So it's an all-Canadian ownership group across the country, and there's a, you know, anticipated 8 to 10 that will launch starting in April. The season will run April through end of October. You know, like any pro league, it's got 28 games scheduled, 14 home, 40 away, plus cup competitions. But the premise behind it, it's a Canadian league. You know, there's US leagues all around the place, and this now is Canada's top league. And what that does is it presents more opportunities for Canadians to play. And, you know, I always look in the future, 2026 World Cup, and Canada's part of that United bid. And if we host, we've got to get players ready, and we've got, you know, 8 years in order to do so. And that's what the CPL will help provide, is get more players playing. And it's an exciting time for all.
I know we're in the initial stages, so I apologize if I'm getting ahead of myself, but you mentioned Canadian League, Tommy. Is there going to be any import players, or are we even at that stage right now?
Well, that's what the ownership group has been talking about with the technical advisory board. That will all start to pan out now as we get through these club announcements. There'll be, you know, what the roster composition is, but I can tell you from being in on those meetings, it's going to be heavy on domestic players, because that's what a domestic league should be, is providing your own with a chance to play. But listen, of course, there's going to be, you know, room for some imports coming in, because you do need to professionalize the game. You do need to bring in some, whether it's some flair or some professionalism. Listen, I talk openly about it. I'm now an adopted Canadian. I have my citizenship. But I came in as a foreigner, and one of the fortunate few to have made a life here. So there'll be that. That's what Canada is. You know, it's a mosaic of cultures and people that come in from different places and helps weave that tapestry that is Canada.
Tommy Wolden Jr. is our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary was announced yesterday as, well, it was official last week, but they unveiled the logo and everything yesterday at Spruce Meadow. And Tommy's the new head coach and GM of Calgary FC, which begins play in spring of 2019 with the CPL. And going back to yesterday, Tommy, the commissioner and president were in attendance. That's got to get you feeling excited and certainly knows how, obviously, as one of the first initial 8 to 10 teams, you're already feeling like they want Calgary to be a big part of it. But to see them in attendance yesterday, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, and they're great like that. There was one last week where York 9 were unveiled, and I think every Thursday from here on out, there's going to be more, unveils of these new clubs that are happening. I believe it's Halifax next week, and, what that does is it's going to cover coast to coast, and the excitement of Canadian soccer fans couldn't come at a better time with the World Cup around the corner. And you only have to look at the viewing rates of the amount of times World Cup's watched. This country's ready for this league, and that's what's exciting. And, as a world-class sporting city in Calgary, we've been devoid of, the world's biggest game until now. So I'm excited to help lead this team, provide this city with something else they can be attached to and proud of, and it's going to be a great journey.
Now, I know they're not on the initial list, but I understand there was some interest yesterday in attendance from those north of us and a potential Battle of Alberta in the future.
Yeah, I mean, we always need those noisy neighbors to create the rivalry. it's the Pepsi Coke, and it drives it. And I think Tom Pfaff, the owner of FC Edmonton, had clearly stated when the NSL folded, he said it's hard to create a rivalry against Miami or Puerto Rico. It means nothing, but I already seen on social media and things yesterday that some of the Edmonton fans were having a banter with the Calgary fans, and that's what grows the game, is that then people are attached and proud of their brand and their club, and I love it, and I loved it as a player, I love it as a coach. It's what drives you, spurs you, and that's the spirit of sports.
I mentioned it a couple of times, Calgary FC. Tell us about the team name and how it all came to be.
Well, it's a great great launch video. I think it's on YouTube under that Calgary FC, and what it talks about is this is what's going to make the CPL authentic and unique, is they want to attach a name to what drives that city. And they talk about the selflessness of the people around Calgary. So when, the Bow River rose, the citizens rose higher to help those in need. When the Fort McMurray fires were there, they helped out. And then it went back to the connection with the horses in the city that it's proud of. But Lord Strathcona put his all the ranchers together to help fight in the Boer War when there was no cavalry. So it was a perfect name to bring together, because it just epitomizes, what the Calgarians are all about. They're here, they rally around for each other, they look out for each other. And, cavalry will be a beautiful name for a great team.
So we talked about it off the top, and I told you I wanted to ask you about it. So tell us about Spruce Meadows and kind of how this venue is going to take shape, because I think it's going to be awesome. I know the plans will be made public, I'm sure, at some point. Mm-hmm. But tell us about the Spruce Meadows venue and kind of your excitement level to make that your new home.
Oh, I mean, it's an entertainment district. You go to any great North American sporting culture, and you've got your pubs, restaurants, beer gardens, etc. And what's good about Spruce Meadows is they've got 500 acres of land. They've got sea train that goes to Shaughnessy and a free shuttle service that gets you to and from the venue. You can come early, leave late. They'll have live bands, and those people that have been to a horse show there, they put on a great event. And there's no shortage of world-class grass, which is how myself as a soccer purist, that's how the game should be played on. So they've got built-in stadium that they just need to make soccer specific. And it's a wonderful place to be. And once people go and experience there, and I encourage them even to go to one of the horse shows through the summer just to feel it, it's a special place. And we're going to create some special history on there with the soccer side of things too.
You mentioned it, making it soccer specific, because I imagine it's going to be certainly going to try and make it the best they can for soccer, but it's also going to be I believe and you were there and you kind of know what the plans are going to look like, but it's going to be pretty unique as well, right?
Yeah, and I think that's what we have to embrace with this league, is everybody's right. Got to be unique and authentic, and we're going to have a very unique soccer experience. I'm sure when Halifax reveal their plans, they'll be the same. York will be, you know, they'll be slightly different. But that's what brings the Canadian League different than any, you know, other league. And that's what we've got to embrace and grow the game our way. And Spruce Meadows is going to be a very, very cool place to be.
Just a couple more for you, Tommy. Wheeldon Jr. is our guest. As we wrap things up, you mentioned it off the top and your ties with Foothills, and we'll get there in a second. But 11 months away from opening kickoff with Cavalry. So what's next for you in terms of that role? As what do you, obviously we talked about it in terms of import players, there's still things and details being hammered out. But Tommy, what's the next year look like for you as you get set to open up play in April of 2019?
Well, so first things first, you know, Spruce Meadows has been very supportive of my role and my job. I'm in the middle of a PDL project with Foothills, and what they're going to do is allow me to fulfill that out through the summer. What that does do is we've got a great batch of young players because it's a Premier Development League, so it's in premise and under 23, and it's, you know, hashtag path to pro. So right now, a lot of these young local players are auditioning, you know, for a spot to potentially be on the CPL team here in Calgary. So I'm going to fulfill that. You know, as we get into the fall season, I'll be full time and attacking this and understanding what the roster compositions and, you know, like salary caps and if anything like that are. And I'll be working towards that and helping, you know, get out during the World Cup. I want to understand the supporters' culture a bit more and see what people are doing where they're watching the World Cup. And, you know, I think what we've got to do is spread what's happening for those that love the game. There's now a place to come and enjoy the game live in your hometown. So it's going to be a lot of work to build this thing, but it's going to be an absolutely fantastic project and something that I'm very proud to be a part of.
So you mentioned it, the Foothills FC are in the middle of a PDL season, and you opened up things last weekend with a pair of victories over Victoria. You get the long weekend off, Tommy, but how's the 2018 team looking? And you're getting set to take on Portland next weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a nice grudge match because they knocked us out of playoffs last year and we finished tied on points with them. But the way the league schedule was, they never came to Calgary and we're unbeaten in Calgary in 3 years. So we're going to bring them up to the high altitude next Friday and Sunday down in Okotoks, the Foothills Composite. And it's going to be a great matchup because there, you know, for those people who want to see, there's some good young players, local players here, that may be the future stars of the Cavalry FC. So it's great soccer and something, you know, I'm proud to have helped build on that one, and now we evolve into the next chapter.
I got to ask you because it was on the text line a couple of times, and I know that you've mentioned it before, but some wondering how does the CPL compare to the MLS, Tommy?
Yeah, different leagues. You know, MLS is an established league. It's been going since the '94. After the US 94 World Cup. So, you know, bigger budget salaries. I don't think we would be close to them in salary pool, but, you know, we're our own league. It's, I guess it's like comparing the English Premier League to the Scottish Premier League. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be our own. So, you know, we're not going to be the Man United, but we can be a Celtic and we can create our own identity. And the good thing is as a Canadian league, we get to play in the Canadian Championship. So there's going to be crossovers against the MLS sides like the Whitecaps, Toronto and Montreal, who've done a great job to grow the Canadian game. But now what the Canadian Premier League does is provides more places to play for Canadian players.
Tommy, this is awesome, man. Really happy for you. I know we'll be in constant contact as you get set to kick things off with Cavalry FC. But awesome news. Happy for you, my friend. Thanks, as always, for your time. And like I said, I'm sure we'll chat very, very soon. Enjoy your long weekend, eh?
My pleasure. You have a great weekend, too.
There you go. Tommy Wheeldon Jr., the head coach and GM of Cavalry FC, announced yesterday in Spruce Meadows. That's where they'll call it home in April of 2019. They're one of 8 to 10 teams that will open up play in the CPL beginning next season.